find anything out during their meeting, but that didn't mean she'd bought his spiel hook, line, and sinker. Thankfully, their agreement was just verbal for now, and Zack would only have to sign a proper contract before getting the VIP skill. Before then, he needed to figure out his plan. One of the main goals for this trip had been to find some basic methods and treasures for himself and the Einherjar. The second goal was to search for opportunities to strengthen himself. The return of Leandra drove home how weak he was, and visiting this magical metropolis only reinforced that realization. But joining Cathaya to visit the depths of the Twilight Ocean was perhaps more than he bargained for. Despite the lethality in there definitely being high, the risk of exposure weighed heavier on his shoulders. Going at it alone was no doubt a much safer option, as he could stay closer to the entrance if he found the challenge too great. However, Zack soon found his resolve. The whole reason to set out was to get stronger, and those pearls seemed almost tailor-made to push at least two of his Tao fragments to the next level. With his odd constitution, progressing in Tao seemed to require rarer and rarer treasures. He couldn't just back away when an opportunity presented itself. Still, going in blind and dumb was out of the question. 2 months remained until the Twilight Ascent started, and he needed to make the most of it. The crystal Nala provided mentioned the qualifier required to join in on the trial. Thankfully, Cathaya set aside a slot for him, allowing him to avoid what seemed like a huge time sink and focus on his other tasks. There was no lack of E-grade cultivators in a place like this. In fact, they could be counted in the billions. The qualifiers lasted 100 rounds, where you're matched with random warriors, and each victory awarded 1 point. The 10 million people with the highest points then entered the Twilight Ascent, along with 1 million seeded warriors. Each warrior was required to fight 5 battles a day, with 1 day of rest in between every fight day. A total of 40 days to get a spot. He didn't have time for that, not when he needed to focus on his cultivation. The question was, what should he do with Villari? "Are you interested in the Twilight Ascent?" Zack asked, turning to his silent follower. "No," Villari said after some thought. "It would require me to break through within 2 months, and it's simply too short a time. I'm not ready to harm my foundations for this trial, and I feel I would be a hindrance to you, even if I evolved."
"All right, but staying in this place after I leave..."
"How about you send me back before you enter the trial? I can bring any items you procure back to Port Atwood," Villari ventured. "It will give me time to shore up my foundations before you return."
"Sounds good,"
Zack agreed, and they went over everything they'd encountered so far and set up a plan for the coming 2 months. He'd decided to tie himself to Cathaya's chariot, and with her umbrella of protection, he could act with less restraint over the next months. This was a huge opportunity for him and Port Atwood. His pockets were filled with money, and there were so many things to spend it on. He didn't have access to a place as flourishing as Twilight Harbor back home. In fact, he wasn't sure if one even existed. Villari had a far better understanding of not only his undead forces, but also his living ones after spending 10 days with Joanna. She helped him put together a shopping list, after which Zack started reading the information missive on the Twilight Ocean with greater scrutiny. He'd been at a disadvantage during the recent negotiations, since he didn't really understand all the details of the Twilight Ascent. A weakness he needed to shore up before running into Cathaya again. After reading the whole missive twice, he concluded Cathaya had essentially spoken the truth. The Life-Death Pearls were well-documented, high-quality treasures of the Twilight Ocean, and were just as rare as she indicated, perhaps even more so. Finding them was largely dependent on dumb luck, according to the missive. Of course, that didn't mean Cathaya was lying about her plan. The Twilight Ocean had been around for millions of years and opened up once every 1,000 years or so. That meant the ancient factions had sent their members into the Mystic Realm thousands of times. There was no way they hadn't figured out some hidden methods, ones not detailed in the public missives. Zack also found out why Cathaya wanted to enlist his help. He was pretty confident in his